Let's get down to business, taking a look at Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 28 to close at 21,611. S&P 500 Index down a fraction at 2,473. NASDAQ Composite up 4 at 6,390. That's a record. Russell 2000 Small and Mid Caps up just a fraction at 1,442, but that's also a record. Yield on the 10-year Treasury down 1 basis point at 2.27%. Oil down 39 cents at $46.73 per barrel. Gold up $3 at $12.45 per ounce. Senator John McCain tweeted a message of gratitude for the outpouring of support that greeted news yesterday of his brain cancer diagnosis. He tweeted, "I greatly appreciate the outpouring of support. Unfortunately for my sparring partners in Congress, I'll be back soon, so stand by." Well, the Dow and S&P fell slightly from record highs. The NASDAQ and Russell 2000 squeaked out new record highs. It was close. But the MSCI Emerging Markets Index of stocks managed to eke out its ninth straight increase. And that's the longest rally since April 2015. Just a 0.02% rise in the index. It was the smallest of the current streak. Still, that brought the index's gain for the year to 23%. Europe's economy experiencing a pickup in both current and forward indicators of growth. Improvements in household and corporate sentiment and activity have been reinforced by a decline in perceptions of political risk following the victory of Emmanuel Macron in the presidential and legislative elections in France. The European Central Bank may not make a decision on the future of its bond-buying program until October. Policymakers are currently committed to spending 60 billion euros, that's about $70 billion a month, on debt until at least December. And they have repeatedly said any winding down must be gradual. The ECB Governing Council met in Frankfurt today. ECB President Mario Draghi told reporters that policymakers unanimously agreed to put off a formal debate until the fall and that they opted not to set a precise date for talks. Now, if you missed out on the Euro's rally because you thought European Central Bank President Mario Draghi was leaning dovish at today's news conference after policymakers decided to keep interest rates unchanged, well, you're forgiven. After all, Draghi emphasized several times the need for patience and evidence that wages and inflation are on the rise before winding down stimulus measures. All that would normally weigh on a currency, but what Draghi did not do was dwell on the recent strength of the euro, other than to say that it had received some attention. For traders, that was a green light to push it above $1.16 for the first time since May of 2016. The euro is spiking because Draghi has not been able to put FX and policy into the same sentence. The Federal Reserve, meanwhile, is on a course of gradual rate increases, maybe one more this year. Bond guru Bill Gross is warning about looming interest rate increases and the damage they could do to a debt-laden global economy. In his monthly investor outlook, the Janus Henderson Advisors fund manager said the course of global central banks toward tightening policy could be perilous for the economic recovery. Raising interest rates will increase the cost of short-term debt that corporations and individuals hold. In the U.S. alone, households have $14.9 trillion in debt, while businesses owe $13.7 trillion. Gross said, well, governments in the U.S. Treasury can afford the additional expense. Levered corporations and individuals, in many cases, cannot. A broad measure of how well the U.S. economy is performing surged in June after a strong gain in May. suggesting growth could speed up in the months ahead. The leading economic index up 0.6% last month after a revised 0.4% increase in May. The improvement in the index, spearheaded by strong housing permits after several months of weakness. Home builders plan to step up construction to meet rising demand as the economy enters its 9th year of expansion. U.S. got off to a slow start in 2017, and although growth accelerated in the spring, the economy still not expanding full bore, despite the strongest labor market in more than a decade. The Congressional Budget Office has released its analysis of the latest version of Senate Republicans' legislation to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. CBO says it would leave 22 million Americans without health insurance coverage by 2026. Now, yesterday, the CBO said that a repeal-only version would result in 32 million uninsured by 2026. The number of Americans who applied for unemployment benefits sank in mid-July, hovered near a 44-year low, reflecting the healthiest jobs market in more than a decade. Initial jobless claims in the period running from July 9th to July 15th fell by 15,000 to a seasonally adjusted 233,000. That matches the second lowest level since the 2007-2009 recession. Arizona's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate remained the same at 5.1% in June. The U.S. unemployment rate, 4.4% in June. A year ago, the Arizona seasonally adjusted rate was 5.3%. The U.S. rate was at 4.9%. Arizona lost 42,800 non-farm jobs in June. Private sector lost 5,700 jobs, and government cut 37,100 jobs. Arizona non-farm employment grew by 62,700 over the year through June. With tech stocks at a record high, stalwarts like Microsoft having doubled their market cap in just about 3.5 years, some worry that we're setting up for a repeat of the tech bubble. Others may point to research that shows tech earnings are rising in line with the index's overall march higher. And this afternoon on Q, Microsoft reported a better-than-expected quarterly profit and revenue. Microsoft said revenue from its cloud unit, that includes the Azure platform and server products, rose about 11% to $7.4 billion in the quarter. Company's net income more than doubled to $6.5 billion, or 83 cents per share. That's up from $3.1 billion or 39 cents per share a year earlier. Excluding one-time items, Microsoft earned 98 cents per share, beating estimates of 71 cents. On an adjusted basis, revenue rose 9% to $24.7 billion. That also beat estimates. Microsoft shares hit an intraday record high of $74.30. Closed at an all-time high, $74.22. Microsoft reported after the closing bell the shares were up about 1.5% in after-hours trade. No, make that about 2.5% higher in after-hours trade. Visa reported a better-than-expected quarterly profit, raised its full-year earnings forecast. Consumer spending has been on the rise in the U.S. Shoppers, of course, pay with plastic. Visa's payment volumes in the U.S. up 12.1% to $840 billion in the quarter. More than half of the company's total volume of transactions comes from the U.S. Net income rose to a little over $2 billion, or 86 cents per share. That beat estimates of 81 cents. eBay reported a nearly 94% fall in quarterly profit. Net income fell to just $27 million, or 2 cents per share, down from $435 million, or 38 cents per share a year earlier. Now, they did have about a $400 million income tax provision that dented profits, but still not good. retailers and appliance makers fell today after Sears said it would sell its Kenmore home appliances on Amazon and integrate the brand's smart gadgets with the Alexa digital assistant. Sears was up 10.6% at $9.60. Amazon shares were up 0.2%. Once a dominant force, Sears Holdings appliance sales account for about 15% of its total sales of around $3.3 billion for fiscal year 2016. So you no longer need to go to Sears for Kenmore appliances or Craftsman tools. So why should you go to Sears at all? Well, Home Depot down 4.1%. That shaved 40 points from the Dow Industrials today, also weighing on the S&P 500. Retailers Lowe's, Best Buy also moving lower, down about 4 to 5.5%. Market cap loss in Home Depot, Lowe's, Whirlpool, and Best Buy came out to about $12.5 billion by the end of the day. Dow Jones Industrial Average today down 28 to finish at 21,611. S&P 500 down just a fraction at 2,473. NASDAQ up 4 at 6,390. That's a record. As always, we invite you to follow along at moneyradio.com, live streaming and archived audio, and the daily blog, eatthebankers.com.